Welcome back to the show. Just over a week ago, economist Araj Abedian took the decision to resign as a director of Munich Re over the continued engagement of KPMG as the company's auditor, following revelations in the Gupta leaks. Tonight, we get his reaction to KPMG's findings and his insistence that corporate South Africa punish the company for the incalculable damage they did to the country's reputation.
Look, I think it's a good and necessary step that eventually the top executives of KPMG South Africa has stopped denying that they had no role or they had done nothing wrong. And their mistakes is not just on the audit front of Gupta's wedding expenses. Their biggest crime is in the area of their so-called technical advisory and forensic work, which is not an audit work, it's more advisory work. And in my engagement with them over the past few months, not just in public arena, but as a director of Munich Re, I have had the benefit of exchanging and cross-questioning directly with them. And the more I listened to them, the more it was quite clear that they have been part of, integral part of the architecture of corruption and abuse. So I'm glad that they have resigned, but it is just the beginning of the cleanup, not the end of it.
Raj, just to take them up on a couple of things that they said there. They said, number one, that none of the employees that they had investigated had done anything illegal. They also indicated that the entire amount of the work that they did for the Guptas over a 14-year period was just 40 million rand, which in the context of a large multinational that does auditing and consulting appears to be very small over that period. Do you believe that assertion that none of their employees was implicated in doing anything illegal?
Look, there is a very important distinction between illegality and unethicality. For example, was it illegal for them to issue a fake report under the so-called rogue unit by SARS? I assume legally not. But was it ethical? Was it in line with the principles of advisory work and principles of good audit operations? There, I believe they have violated every rule and every principle. So they are playing a very spin work here. They try to bring it to the realm of legality. The audit firms are not just about legal issues. They are also about standards of audit, ethics, and professional conduct. I submit that KPMG, based on principles of good ethical conduct, they have violated it, and they have violated it not once or twice, but over the years. Let me give you another example. They have been part of technical advice for the Gupta Group to set up entities in Dubai. Was it illegal? Of course not. What was the purpose of those entities was to facilitate the flow of money from a free estate to Dubai, round-tripping back to the operation here in order to pay for the wedding. And was that illegal to advise them? No. Was it ethical? Absolutely not. They have violated that. So I do not buy to the public statement that none of the staff was found implicated. I agree that they were not doing anything illegal, but they were doing everything corrupt in essence and in the spirit of their work, not in the letter of the law.
Have they done enough? What would you like to see happen from here?
I think there are a couple of things to do. They've resigned as the first step. Now, Institute or Independent Regulatory Board of Auditors has to then say, okay, all of them to have stepped down, they need to lose their certificate as auditors. That is at a personal level. At the firm level, and this is not just South African KPMG, it's global KPMG, they have caused literally incalculable damage to the macroeconomic stability of the country. They have caused, in their part, not entirely, but in part, a substantial part, they have been contributory to the downgrade of the economy, the contraction in growth, all of that. All of that has to be independently assessed. A fair damage needs to be calculated, and KPMG International has to compensate South Africa and acknowledge that they have been integral to a decade-long architecture of abuse and fiscal extraction, commonly known as corruption of public funds.
Last question, should they withdraw from South Africa?
They don't have to, but we must flip that question around. We should say South Africans, both corporate and individuals, but more importantly, corporate listed entities, they should stop doing business with KPMG. KPMG will die a natural death that it deserves to do.
Araj, you were only one of a few people that took this up. I think Magda at one of the asset management, at her asset management firm, Signia, did that. We've been a little amazed that not many more corporates have fired KPMG as their auditor. Has that surprised you as well?
Absolutely. I'm not only surprised, I'm inviting even now that there is no shadow of doubt in anybody's mind that corporates such as Old Mutual, the Standard Bank, Investec, Goldfield, they should, even in a belated way, make the ethical stance, put a stick in the ground that not only they do not do ethical work, but they are not going to employ the services of an unethical firm. It's so important to clean up our national landscape in business particularly. When businesses are silent, when directors refuse to make ethical decisions, it's the best way to support the machinery of corruption and abuse. Not by commission, but by omission. And you need to be very aware of it.
That was Araj Abedian discussing the way forward for KPMG in what is probably its biggest scandal to date.